when somebody says, how much money do you make? I said, well, first of all, I married a rich woman. I said, she gets about $800 or $900 a month Social Security. I said, I get nearly $2,000 a month Social Security. And I said, we got an oil well or gas well down there that brings us in another $10,000 a year or something like that. So I said, you know, I said, we're very successful. You know, we make $30,000 or $40,000 or $50,000 a year. I said, man, and we don't owe nobody nothing and don't have a house payment or nothing. I said, my goodness, I am very prosperous and successful. And somebody look at me and say, do you only make $40,000 a year and you and your wife together and you think you're successful? Yes. I got money left over at the end of the year. So what else can you ask for? I don't need a million, right? So see, success and being prosperous is all in the person. You know, one person, they may have $1 million in the bank and they're all nervous thinking, oh my gosh, you know, I've got payments next month. That's $1.5 million. What am I going to do? But if I had your million, I wouldn't have to worry about it because I'd have so much money stored away, I wouldn't know what to do with it all. Prosperous, I think, is having the money to meet your needs every day, you know, to buy what you need, to pay for it. Just like this gentleman over here said, when they called and said his granddaughter was sick, you notice he must be prosperous because he ran right down and bought him an airplane ticket and flew and stayed in California for 5 weeks until he got that granddaughter healed. Now, if he wasn't a man that God had blessed, he couldn't have done that because it costs money to fly out there. Yeah, I told people when people used to ask me after my first wife died, they said, Thurman, are you ever going to get married again? And I said, well, no, I don't plan to. And one day one of the women in church asked me, said, if you were to get married, what would be the criteria? And I said, well, okay, I'm going to put this thing to rest. I said, first of all, if I were to ever marry a woman, she'd have to be an absolute physical knockout. I mean, she'd just have to be so beautiful, just be out of this world. I said, then number two, she'd have to be a spiritual knockout. I said, she'd have to know the Word of God. I said, this woman would have to be so strong spiritually that if we were in bed sleeping and the Lord moved on my heart at 3 a.m. in the morning and said, son, pray for Bill. I just fall off the side of the bed, hit her in the side, say, honey, fall off on the floor and let's pray for Bill. And she'd never not even ask a question. She'd just fall off. And if we pray for 30 minutes, then we get back in bed. I said, no questions asked. She'd just have to be that kind of a spiritual woman. I said, and the number three, she'd have to be rich. I mean, just filthy rich. I said, now, if you know a woman that meets all that criteria, I said, I'm interested in talking to her. Well, nobody ever said anything about me getting married after that. Oh, goodness gracious. But God brought me every one of those things, at least in my sight. See, now, every man thinks his own wife's the most beautiful woman in the world, or should. We should think our woman is the most beautiful woman in the world. And, of course, if you marry one that is a spiritually rich woman that does know the Word and studies God's Word, you have a blessing. And then, of course, you know, yes, so she makes $800, $900 a month from her Social Security now. She's filthy rich because she don't know what to do with all that. She has to find something to do with that every month. And, you know, I get tickled at her. She said, you know, I got to hear my check. I don't know what I'm going to do with all this money, you know, because out of my money, we buy the groceries and all the things and pay all the bills. And so she don't have any bills. So she just got an allowance, yes, an allowance. So Cheryl gets about a $900 allowance every month. She's got to spend it somewhere, by goodness gracious. You know? Now, is that a good problem to have? Yes. Of course it's a good problem to have. Both of us are healthy, and, you know, you don't realize that's one of the most prosperous and successful things you can have. You know, if you get sick and are in the hospital, and you get in that bed and you can't get out, you find out how easy it is to say, thank you, Lord, but I was well. I praise you and thank you, because it, being in a hospital or being in a bed sick is no fun. So as long as I can walk and run and play and I've got money to buy groceries today, and of course I don't have to have money to drive a new car because we don't drive new cars. I never have been one to drive new cars. They just cost too much money, especially since I can work on my own. I had much rather spend $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 for a fairly nice vehicle that's maybe got 180, 100,000 miles on it. And then I can drive it for another 100,000. Basically, if I pray and I'm in obedience to God's word, he has given me cars before that had 50 or 70 or 80,000 miles on them for a very reasonable amount. Like my little pickup, for instance, that little Ranger pickup. God gave me that pickup for $5,700. It was, I guess that's been 5 or 6 or 7 years ago. And he gave it to me for that price, and it'll still bring that price today. It had 15,000 miles on it when I bought it. It's got 84,000 miles on it now. I haven't had any trouble with that little truck at all. You know, so why do I need to go out and spend $25,000 for a new pickup when I can buy one for $5,000 that does just as good? So anyway, that's me in my own personal way. So I am blessed and I'm prosperous and very successful because I have that little 2002 Ranger pickup that's paid for. I never had to pay a penny on interest or nothing. Just I had the money in the bank. I'd saved it up. And so I think I'm very prosperous and very successful when I can pay cash for my little truck. And I don't have to finance something at $400 or $500 a month for the next 6 years. To me, that's success. But let's look at what this says here. Verse 9, the Lord shall establish you a holy person, people unto himself, as he has sworn unto you, if you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his way. Now, to be prosperous and successful, you notice everywhere we've read so far, there's been a requirement on us, right? I mean, God wasn't just going to come in and hand you $1 million a year. Now you can go do what you want to. No, that's not the way he works, is it? He says you and me have to be obedient. We have to obey him or he's not going to bless us. Verse 10 and 11. And all people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods. Do you know today the people in America have so many goods that we don't need? And I'm one of those that I have to build another warehouse every once in a while to store all my stuff in. I got tickled the other day. Bruce and I have worked for the last month building on the end of my barn down there at right behind the field house. That barn, when I built it, it was 30 foot deep and 75 feet long. And we filled it up with stuff, equipment. We got everything imaginable in it, especially with Tim, too. He's got his stuff in there. And so we got so much stuff that are fairly valuable in there. And I didn't want to lose it here recently. I found a bunch of these overhead doors, roll-up doors, for extremely good price. And they were used a year old, and a guy was selling them. So I bought several of them. And we put those doors in over there to close that building in. And after we'd done that, the concrete company called me one day and said, Mr. Scrivener, would you like to have some concrete? I said, yes, I would. He said, well, I've got 5 yards. You got a place for it? I said, sure. So me and Bruce throwed up some forms right quick and come out there and poured 5 yards. I said, well, Bruce, let's just go ahead and we'll just see how much they give us. Well, we poured 24 feet wide, 70 feet long, 6 inches thick in the next few days, free concrete. Now, to me, I think that was a blessing from God. That's $3,000 worth of concrete I got free. Boy, you talk about making a nice shop. So I told him, I said, now we got this great big old slab. I guess we need to put some poles up here and put some metal around this thing and build us a shop. And so we had some poles that I had gotten years ago. We put those poles up there and we had some tin that I tore down some buildings 30 years ago, still had it. So we put it up all around the outsides. And then, of course, the roof, I wanted to put new iron on the top. So I bought new iron and new insulation and we insulated the building. And the other day, when it was going to come the big rain and everything, I said, Bruce, let's put our cars and trucks in the shop. And lo and behold, he opened the doors on the end of it and pulled the cars and the trucks and everything we had, and not counting tractors. We didn't put no tractors in there. But we had 6 vehicles that belonged to me that we put in that barn, filled it up. 6 of them. I thought, wow, look at all these vehicles. I don't realize what God has blessed me with until I start taking count. You know, I mean, I have been very, very prosperous and successful. And so if you're not successful or you're not prosperous, are you sinning? Well, it all depends on what you consider prosperous. Do y'all see where I'm coming from? Yeah, because I don't have to go beg or borrow from anybody to go out to eat tonight. I got enough money in my pocket to buy dinner tonight if I want to go out. I don't have to borrow. You know, I don't have to worry about not having the money to pay. But the Lord sold me all through here, and the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods. Well, I got plenty of goods. And if you don't believe it, go into my wife's closet and look, see what she's got in her closet. Especially her shoes. I ain't never seen another woman in my life has got as many shoes as my wife does. Now, who made her plenteous like that? She loves shoes. She's an obedient daughter of the King. So did God bless her with all those shoes? That's where they come from, isn't it? Yes, he loves her. Yeah, and of course, the thing about it is, it's just like the day we were out there in the 421, We were going somewhere, and it was cold that day, and I was filling the airplane up, and a guy had a little cub over there, and he come running out there, and he said, "Boy, this is a beautiful airplane you got." He said, "What do you do for a living?" I said, "I'm a preacher." He said, "You're what?" He said, "I thought preachers are supposed to be poor." I said, "Well, you know, you got the wrong information." I said, "Preachers are supposed to be prosperous." And he said, "Well, man," he said, "do you fly this yourself?" I said, "Of course I do. God give me the knowledge and the wisdom to fly this thing." He said, "I've never seen a preacher that's that prosperous that had an airplane like that was preaching the word of God." And I said, "Well, you've met one." I said, "You know, I mean, I'm very successful." And about that time, this beautiful woman comes out there in her full-length mink coat and steps up, and he said, "Who's that woman?" I said, "That's my wife." He said, "Look at that coat she's wearing." I said, "Yeah, isn't it beautiful?" He said, "Is that real mink?" I said, "Yes, sir, full-length mink." I didn't tell him that my wife found it on eBay with freight and everything. It cost $29.50. Now, see, you don't have to tell everybody everything. I mean, let him think I'm worth $1 million. It's okay. But I want him to know, as a man of God, I am prosperous. I am successful by not walking in sin. And I believe now with all my heart that if Cheryl and I walked in any kind of sin, God would never have given her that coat for $29. You know, it would not have happened. She might have paid $10,000 for that thing, and then somebody come along and stole it. You know, if we wasn't walking in obedience to God's word, God can take away from you even the blessings that you have. But he says, "Be plenteous in goods, in the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your cattle, and the fruit of your ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give you." In other words, out of this, if we obey him, what is he going to bless us with? Everything. Everything we need. Now, each individual family, he may pour a different blessing out on this brother than he will me, because he knows what we do, and he's going to bless us. Now then, let's go to Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." Now see, there's another requirement. You can't walk in the counsel of the ungodly and be blessed.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled "Obey and Prosper," or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.